Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right, everyone, it's GigPod episode 223. This is myself, Stevie, and I'm going to be talking about the weekend's crazy game, Rangers 3, Celtic 3, a result that keeps us still 1 point clear at the top of the league, although we do know that Rangers have a game in hand. First off, I am with Rizzo, who is going to be giving his thoughts on the crazy game. And also, secondly, we are meeting in real life and we're not doing this one remotely. So, hopefully... You don't hear too much of the background noise and what is a pretty interesting area of characters in this pub, John.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be reunited on the pod. The original duo are back.
Who's that?
Me and you.
That was a joke. Never mind. But
sorry, yeah. I'm exhausted. It was a hard day, the day of working in the office.
I know, I was about to say, John, you never talk about that office job you've got, but no, congratulations on finally not being a slacker anymore after 40-odd years.
I'm sure I'll go back to slacking eventually. In fact, it's guaranteed.
Yeah, especially with your performances on here. Right, so the weekend's game, let's just get right into it. You know, watching these games is stressful enough. It's always amazing when you win after it and, you know, I mean, you don't feel like this after it, don't you know? You don't feel exhausted and tired. It's always like a good adrenaline it takes you through. But that was just another level yesterday, wasn't it?
And that was just watching it with you.
Thank you, John. That is satire.
Yes, we watched it in O'Neill's, great pub. And it was me, you...
Okay, it's still the August in Union Street to me.
That's true. It was me, you... Will we name any of the individuals that were there?
No, I don't think so. Legal reasons mean we can't.
Yes, but an unnamed individual who we often talk about was there for once. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of the game. It was... typical derby and that it's exhausting, it takes up the whole day and you just want to go to bed as soon as it's finished.
Before the game, I mean, I did say on Celtic AM, well, actually I didn't predict it, but you know, I alluded to the fact that as long as we don't lose, that was the main takeaway from it, and that was what I was hoping for. I did say, you did say it was going to be a one each draw. I said the same to you as well privately. I thought all week it was one of the games that just both teams couldn't afford to lose, and I think it was going to end up a draw just for the way, like the fact that we've won the last two, the lower averages meant that, you know, we were due one of the results, weren't we? I think, you know, it was the first one since the January 2023 game when Furuhashi scored in the last minute. But yeah, I was thinking that was going to be the case. But you know, after that first half, I was like, "Oh, I have got this one way wrong." But before we go into that, I mean, talking about the lineup and how you felt before the game, I actually thought I did change my mind when I saw Rangers lineup for us. I was fully expecting Callum McGregor to actually start, and it was the same team as the team that beat Livingston at the Almondvale. But no, when I saw Rangers' side, that was when I thought, we're actually going to win this game. I couldn't believe they were starting Scott Wright. It was like Beale par from Clermont. And also when Yilmaz was ruled out and Sterling, who's a right footer, was having to play at left back, I thought that's going to be a lot of hassle for them. So that, they were the two factors that really led me to believe that Celtic would get a positive result yesterday, John.
Well, I didn't think that Carl McGregor was going to start, because an in-the-know person that we both know, who obviously I won't name, told me on Saturday night that he wasn't going to play. And it was going to be the same team as started against Livingston, and McGregor was only fit enough to make the bench, and of course that's what happened. I was more confident than I was, let's say, when the last time we played the Rangers, where I memorably thought we'd lose 5-1. And of course we win 1-0. But I mean, there's as you say, law of averages. I mean, how often do we win the first three derbies against Rangers in a season? But I mean, these games are like, the cliches are true sometimes. These games are unlike most other games. Just the atmosphere, the tension, the fact that there's only one set of fans. I mean, obviously that's changing next season. I think that's good. Some people might disagree, but I think the derby will be a million times better with away fans there. I mean, imagine yesterday how insane the fans have been going at half time. It was 2-0 up. I think that would have drove us onto victory. I know, I mean, your fans don't, but I mean, I think the fans would have been so hyped up.
Yeah, it would have been incredible scenes, because, you know, I don't think a lot of fans were getting into, if anything, I thought fans getting into this one were overconfident. I was looking at forums and people were predicting 4-0, 3-0 and everything I'm seeing, and genuinely I was like, really?
MD did that, was stupid, because no, it was never going to be 4-0.
I was all looking at forums, and even in a couple of the chats I'm in, like, people were saying to me, I think Celtic are going to run over the top of them, I think 3-0 minimum, and I'm like,
did MD Anno say that?
No, you don't know him. It's my real pals. No, but then at half time you look at that and I was like, well, everybody we predicted it was going to be a doing were right, and you had a great wee gag with the social group.
21 seconds to go, when we scored after 21 seconds. Although, but I have to say, in my old firm chat, quote unquote, that I'm the only Celtic fan in.
Aye, the one you don't go on about, John.
Now, Rangers fan, we were talking about what we thought the score would be, and I said it'd be hilarious if it was like a boring not an each. And the Rangers fan that we both know said it's much more likely to be three each, and that was in Saturday. No, we get the perfect start, and what a. Just one of the most bizarre goals we've ever scored against Rangers.
And that was the one where it was such a freak goal that I was more in shock than delight. Obviously, I was delighted when we scored, but I was like, I missed half it. I just saw the ball go in the net. I think I turned round to speak to someone in the group we were with, and before I knew it, I just heard that, oh, and then I saw the ball in the net, and I'm like, what happened?
I think the wind played a big part in it. I think the wind really did. I know this is a Steven Gerrard type excuse, but I think the wind really did affect the game. And like, the ball was like caught in the wind. I have no idea what the world's greatest right back was trying to do when he tried to hit it off Maida, and it just ricocheted into the net, and it was just surreal. I've never seen a goal like that in football for a long time. It was so, so strange.
No, it was mad, and yeah, as I say, I mean, at the time I thought, and I still do think, it's one of the ones that if Joe Hart conceded a goal like that, I'd be going nuts at him. Like, and I'm very surprised that Rangers fans, you know, and what they're doing and everything, weren't criticising Butland, but I know you weren't as well. But all I can say from my point of view is if Joe Hart wasn't on his toes, ready for that type of goal, I'd have been furious. But it seems like I'm the exception here, because a lot of people weren't blaming Butland. But of course, as you say, it was their greatest ever right back.
High scoring right back in football history. But no, I mean, actually, the unnamed Rangers fan I was top earlier, he blamed Butland for it. He said that he should have done much better. But I thought that far be it for me to defend a Rangers player. And he actually, unfortunately, did have a good game in the end. I thought that, I mean, it just came too fast for him. But I mean, it can he get any better than that? 21 seconds? Somewhere
else. 2 multiplied by 10 plus 1.
Rangers were done.
Hey!
If only they were. But no, it was just, I mean, when we scored, even though we were all celebrating and going mad, I was just laughing, because I was just, I still kind of get my head around it, because it was such a strange goal. It was so, so strange, and of course, that was the only strange thing that happened in the first half. We got a penalty at Ibrox.
Well, before we go into that, it's fair to say that I did say on Celtic AM, and I did say on the Gigpod Instagram, that who was our main man going to be?
Maida.
Yes, it was going to be Dyson Maeda. And he's never had a bad game at Ibrox, and I thought yesterday it was utterly brilliant. We were discussing on the way here who we thought the best player was for Celtic on the day, and for me it was Dyson Maeda, but shout out, a notable shout out to Real Hatate, on only second game back from injury. And I thought Matt O'Reilly played well too. I mean, they all did well, but in the second half, yeah, you know, they faded right out of the game, understandably, for the amount of effort they put in the first. And you always knew after Rangers got that laughable penalty that the tide was going to turn. And it doesn't matter what Rangers team you're up against, whether it be, you know, one of the strongest teams that we faced, like them back in 2003 when they won that treble, you know, when the second Dina Walter Smith won, or whether that be like even a Michael Beale Rangers, John. No matter what, they're always going to be getting a level of control in the game, whether that be at Celtic Park or at Ibrox, so you've got to be prepared for that. But I thought in general our first half performance, we were really assured, confident, and that the goal did really take the wind out of sails, because, you know, they had that big display at the Broomlin where we should be occupying. If that was us, we'd be shell-shocked as well. Like, I think the quickest goal I can remember them scoring, it might have been Lovingcrans and a one each draw that deflected off me Albie after like a minute or something.
2001-2.
And that was when I think three players got sent off. We had
Rich,
Gramash in the box.
Rich and Albie and Hearts, I think, all got sent off.
Do you remember the goal though? Like, after
took
after
a deflection.
Was it not a dead rubber as well?
We'd won the league.
Yeah.
And then they beat us a couple weeks later in the cup final.
But how much do you think, like, in Celtic Park, say, if Rangers scored like a mad goal like that, after a big hyped up game after like 20 odd seconds, like, it would definitely psychologically be a factor, wouldn't it, in your performance?
I mean, if it happens in a couple of weeks, it'll be brutal.
It's one of the freakish things that I think can only happen if you combine the incompetence of the greatest right back that's ever lived and a guy like Dyson Maeda, who is just on it for the first whistle. Like, Dyson Maeda doesn't jog, he sprints for everything. And the fact that he anticipated that, not a lot of players would do that, John.
No, he's in sort of Glasgow Derby, because we kind of call it what it's called, specialist. I know we've had them in the past. I mean, even Kyogo's one, I'd say most of the time, although I thought yesterday was poor. Very quiet game by his standards. The man who, DM, as I'm going to call him, I thought was brilliant. And he's always brilliant against him. An okay faded second half, but I'd say he probably was our best player. I don't think we had a lot of standouts, because in the second half we faded badly. But I mean, Hatate, as we call him, I thought up until he inevitably got tired. And I know you last week, we talked about you in the pod, you were moaning about how he shouldn't have started last week, but I think it made sense now, because he wouldn't have been able to start yesterday if he hadn't started last week.
Yeah, and also saying, did say, sorry, I'll let you continue.
And first half, he was fantastic. It just destroyed them. I mean, that shot just past the post. Mm-hmm. Even at the start of the second half, right, the only thing we'd done until we scored, that shot, he dominated the game. And I mean, if we're going to win this league, and we'll talk about more about that later, if we're going to win the league, him being fit is just going to, I think, decide it, because we're so much better when he's like 100%. And I think he's only played two games, and I think he'll get better and better as the next six or seven games get played. And I thought he was brilliant. But I mean, and in general, I know you slightly disagreed, but I think it's one of our best first half performances at Ibrox in years, and I think it's our best performance of the season, because I think, I know you said it on Instagram that I've hated this season, and I have. 95% of the games I say I've not enjoyed. I don't like Brendan's football the majority of the time. Obviously though, I'm desperate for us to win the league, and if we win the league, we'll go and have a big booze up somewhere, which would be the best thing about it. But I was just, I wasn't say I was stunned, because I think we're a better team than Rangers, but we've no showed it this season. I mean, I've went on about this non-stop, but we're 7 points clear. I know, okay, it was eight, and I know for a game we were 10 points clear, but I mean, we've beat them at Ibrox twice, we're 7 points clear.
I'm beating Ibrox.
They get beat at home off Motherwell, who might not even be top six. I don't know what to make of this Celtic team. We saw both sides of them yesterday, but I thought first half were brilliant. I mean, Butland had a couple of, I thought that DM should have scored, because that chance he had, because he had so much space, I think, and like to put it in the other end, and he put it at Butland, where it made it easier for him to save.
And the angle was like Hooper in 2011.
It was right after that, with the Hatate one by the post. Matt O'Reilly, I thought Cooney had a quiet game, but he put in a brilliant ball for O'Reilly. Great header, great save by Butland. I mean, even after we scored the penalty, Kyogo had a sort of half chance as well after a good ball into the box. Okay, Rangers did have two chances in the first half. They had one for Goldson with a free header, and they should have equalised. I mean, and then they'd won at the end of the first half as well, that Hart saved. I think it was
from that great guy Silva. So it's definitely not a cheat
from Silva, yes, who of course isn't a cheat. But I mean, see if it was like 5-2 at half time, you couldn't see that was an unfair reflection, because we were that good in the first half. And always when we play Rangers, my mantra is don't do anything stupid, don't like give away free kicks or set pieces or penalties, because we know Rangers are good at them because they get so many penalties, right lads? But we of course did get a penalty, though, and even the great John Beaton couldn't fail to award this one.
Yeah, it was a stonewaller, and Goldson, who gets away with so many of those type of offences in the box, it was, you know, justice and about time that it was he was penalised. It was the biggest game of the season. I think he knew it. We all knew it.
He didn't
complain. No, he didn't, and I don't think any of the players did either. It was notable, though, there's a couple of videos on YouTube, actually, that I've seen that shows the angle of a couple of Rangers fans from, like, see the press area.
Yeah.
And when we get the penalty, Brendan doesn't even react. Like, it doesn't even seem as if he's getting that emotional about it, and I wonder if that's because of a record with them this season.
Maybe so, but Matt O'Reilly with a Panenka, would you believe, at Ibrox? So cool and composed, and I actually did watch the penalty in the pub, and so did you. And I mean, I know I'm supposedly notorious for not watching these games, and an unnamed man did take a picture of me. I gave him a head in my hands yesterday, but I think that was after they scored a penalty.
There was two others as well.
But they kind of get named. For legal reasons. But no, I mean, so cool and composed, that Panenka apparently at Ibrox, and I mean, being 2-0 up at half-time at Ibrox is beyond MD's dreams, I'd say. I mean, we might have been confident we weren't going to lose, but who would have expected that? I mean, well, in fact, maybe we should have, because I don't rate this Rangers team, and it's going to really, really irk me if we don't win the league this season, because we're bloody much better than them, and it's a travesty.
Yeah, careful what we say in that respect, because...
Why?
Of course, no, just because I don't like things like blown up, and don't like things like backfiring, don't want to look stupid on it. But yesterday,
well, if they win the league, if they go to Park Eden, be us, they deserve to win the league. I'll just say that.
Aye, but what I would
say
is,
I think we're a better team, but we'll no showed it enough.
Yeah, what I would say about yesterday, we proved individually, man for man, far better players. You know, we've got players who rise to the occasion, and it's not just a cliche. We've got players that are far more mentally equipped to play at a higher level than what Rangers are, because you look at like the Rangers midfielders compared to like Matt O'Reilly and Real Hitati. And if you asked any observer who's going to go on to bigger and better things, it would be say Matt O'Reilly and Neil Hattati by far. Man for man, there was no doubt yesterday that anybody who's going into this game, you know, saying I'd have some Rangers players in that Celtic side, I obviously didn't say that, but I'm saying you get people out there who do say that. People in the press say who's the best combined 11. There's no doubt about it. Celtic definitely have the best players man for man in every position, other than maybe goalkeeper, that's it.
And that's what makes this season so poor. Why do you think I've hated so much, yet? Football's been rubbish for most of the
time. Frustrating, especially when you can see yesterday how superior we were, and yet we're leaving with a point. But
and we've took 7 points off Rangers this season, and I mean, weather permitting, or freak football permitting, we're going to be behind after Wednesday night, after they played Dundee with 6 games of the season to go. And they can afford, if like we both win at the weekend, we've got St Mirren at home, they've got Ross County away, I mean, I think we'll both win. It's not going to, that's not like hard prediction to make. I think we'll both win. That means that, let's say that's the first game after the split, which it could be, I've heard a rumour that it will be, they can come and defend and make life difficult for us. And if they get a point,
I don't think Rangers can do that, though. I don't think Rangers can play for a draw and just defend.
Well, maybe no. Well,
and I can say their defence isn't good enough, like we saw yesterday. I know they still have the best defence in the league statistically, right? But I just don't think guys like Tavernier and Goldson are set up and mentally equipped to defend for 90 minutes. I don't think they can do that. Their concentration levels are all over the place. We saw that yesterday, Tavernier switched off after 20 seconds.
Maybe, but they're probably both better than Liam Scales.
Right, look, we're getting into this one half-time at 2-0. We were on the pub yesterday. Genuinely, what are you thinking? I know that we are both cautious Celtic fans, and but you are actually, while I'm on that. Somebody in an Instagram comment said that you drain the life out of them because they don't agree with you and because you're cautious. But yet again, you predicted it when it was going to be a draw. And you know,
I didn't think it was going to be a draw at half-time, I said.
I see half-time, though. Did you think it was done?
No, I said to somebody that we'll be fine as long as we don't do anything stupid. And I said to somebody else as well, that you're friends with, that I really hope we don't concede a goal in the first 10 minutes, because that'll just make the second half a nightmare. Of course, we did in the 55th minute. No, I mean, I just thought, always day against Rangers, don't do anything stupid. I suppose that should be our mantra for every game. especially somebody like Kilmarnock and Hearts. But I mean, especially Rangers, because we know that even though I think we're a better team, they've got players that can cause us problems.
Well, one of the players that did was Seema, who came on
for Scott Wright at half time.
And that's right. And I was justified with what I said to you guys before the game. Like I said, Scott Wright is an Aberdeen, or maybe even at best Motherwell type player. He's awful. He's really bad, and he did nothing in that game. And no surprise to see Seema, who isn't even 100%. He came on in the second half, and you know, he is one of the players that I do actually think is dangerous and caused his bother. But it was another chancer on the left wing, Silva, who's on loan, won the penalty. And I know you're saying don't do anything stupid in that, and I've always agreed with you on that. And watching the game back last night on Sports Scene, I think it is such a harsh penalty, and Silva has indeed conned the ref, I think. But at the same time, in this VAR world, and the fact that anything whatsoever in the box, any contact at all, is deemed as a foul. When I was going to VAR, I just knew that was going to be a penalty. But honestly, I think Silva was a disgrace yesterday. His theatrics were embarrassing. As I say, Rangers fans, I know in the work, were embarrassed at his behaviour. Genuinely calling him a disgrace.
Liars. We know they won't really think that. Come on. Are they liars at the Rangers fans, we know?
No, the people I work with are actually pretty decent.
And
I do believe that they were being genuine when they said that he was a disgrace. Just watching him yesterday, man, it was really, really mortifying. And, you know, Beaton, who'd already booked, I think at that point, four Celtic players
three.
In the first... Was it three?
Aye. First half, he booked Coon, Johnston and O'Reilly. And the only other booking was Dagson. Right. Rangers players had no booking. So, ironically enough, though, Silva did get booked by John Rigged Beaton, the guy who was going to cost us the game, the guy who people in forums have been going ridiculous about all week. He actually booked a Rangers player for diving in the box at Ibrox, can you believe it? He was still rubbish, you know.
Nicholas Walsh that overturned it.
I know, and it was on the soft variety, but Johnson did make a bit of contact, and you can't do that these days, and we'd have wanted that penalty too, and I think we'd have got it. I mean, people say VAR has been against us this season, and it has been crap, but I think it was a penalty, unfortunately, and I just didn't have any faith in Joe Hart saving it. I thought the world's greatest right back would score, and unfortunately he did, and that sort of changed the game. I mean, I say that, but I mean, I think they were sort of getting a grip on it already, but I mean, after that they unfortunately dominated for the vast majority of the second half, and we were poor, and we were actually a moment that I think did change the game was 2 minutes after they got that penalty when Dessers thought he'd equalised, but thankfully it was a foul by Lawrence on Awata in midfield, and that was in the 57th minute, so there was still 40 minutes to go, because you know there'd be loads of injury time. And the 65th minute, I think, came a bit of a mistake by Brendan. You know, I've been slagging Brendan this season, but I thought first half especially was outstanding. He's been outstanding against Rangers this season, but we made two subs and I think they both ended up being costly. I mean, Carl McGregor came on for Hitati. Can understand why he came on, because he's got this big match experience, he's the captain.
Leadership.
I don't think he's been good this season, as you know. Okay, I can see what happened. And he brought on Yang for Kun, and neither of those players performed well, let's say. He made another two subs. Bernardo came on for O'Reilly. Bernardo done okay. And Ida came on for Furuhashi. And of course, Ida, who I know you're not the biggest fan of, had a huge impact in the game. But our subs, I think, were poor. I think Brendan's emotions got the better of him. I'll talk about that again as well when we talk about the third goal.
Yeah, we'll do that
but
as well.
I think Brendan should have been more, I don't know, I don't want to say sensible, because that makes it sound like he's an idiot, when obviously he's no. Although if he doesn't win the league, he is. But I think bringing McGregor on was a mistake. I don't think McGregor was fit at all to be involved in it. See, if it wasn't the Rangers, he wouldn't have
you think he should have brought on Bernardo for Hitati? Yeah.
See, if he weren't playing Rangers at Ibrox, or even Parkhead, McGregor wouldn't have been involved at all. That's the only reason he was involved. See, if it was St Mirren we were playing at the weekend, he wouldn't have got on off the bench, I don't think.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But, you know, for these games as well, I do take your point, but for these games as well, you've got to, you know, you need to rely on mental toughness, and McGregor's got it in abundance.
I know, and he's...
But it's also at the same time people that say, ah, but he's mentally strong and he's a big leading captain, but physically he wasn't fully fit, and what happens after that, you know what I mean?
It's his fault for Rangers' equaliser.
Yeah, and you know, during the game as well, I think I was speaking to someone, and so I actually missed it. We straight pass it. Do you know what his pass reminded me of? Morelos' one when Maeda scored in January to make it 1-0. Oh. But he wasn't looking, it was a crossfield pass. I think Sterling intercepts it pretty well from Yang, who is just ball-watching and waiting for it. But I'm not going to blame Yang fully. It was a really poor pass from McGregor. Very, very risky. Puts into Matondo, his shot is blocked by CCV, and then this is as well, when you watch that goal, Sima has a shot, but just before it, McGregor slips. You know, if McGregor's not slipping when he's going to charge at, I fully fit McGregor's probably blocking it, but it's the fact that he just slips at a crucial moment, deflects off him, and it's two each. And at that point, when we are watching it all together, we're assuming the worst, aren't we?
Yes, I thought Rangers would go in and win. I thought if we're 2-0 up and end up losing this 3-2, I wasn't going to watch another Celtic game this season. Oh, I'd watch a semi-final and a cup final maybe. But I mean, doing that would have been unforgivable, but that isn't what happened. 71 seconds after Rangers equalised.
Yeah, and what's
we scored.
Yeah, and what's strange as well was when I watched it back too, it's actually Todd, great player, Canwell, who's to blame for it, because now, Liam Scales, if you watch us, plays a terrible pass to Greg Taylor.
That's unlike him.
Yeah, a hospital ball, and you know, if that's a stronger Rangers player in there, they're going through Greg Taylor and that goal doesn't happen. But if you watch it, Cantwell goes for it and he bottles it. Like he bottles the 50-50. Taylor comes out on top, plays the ball to Bernardo, who's in acres of space, that boy Dibble. It's just like he's jogging alongside Bernardo, who's taking big strides towards the last third, and he plays a fantastic ball. And I mean, the pass was just perfect to Ida, who's got Suter and he's got Sterling in between him and in the goal, and somehow he gets a shot away. And Butland, who I think is, you know, one of Rangers' most important players, he was awful for it. Ball just goes under him. It's another one that when the ball went in, I was like, How did that go in? I was like, there was an eruption of laughter.
You didn't even get up off your chair.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I
by did. The time I turned back round after embracing an unnamed individual or two, you were sitting back in your chair.
I think part of that as well is because you're just with it. Like, I was just wondering if is there going to be something with VAR? Was there anything in the build up? Was like either maybe in a position where it was offside? It was just one of the ones
you were being
like Hamish. I was being like Hamish in that infamous 2-each game where he basically told an entire pub it's offside. But no, I didn't do that. I just convinced myself it was. But no, I laughed at the fact that how is this possible, and got me thinking, like, the amount, like, obviously I'm not saying Brendan's a lucky man, but he's had some fortunate moments at Ibrox. When we were talking about it, John, the one with the sitter with Morelos in the 3-2 game, where it was like a yard out and he hit the post when we were down to 10 men, and then obviously earlier in the season with I would say the marginal call when the Roof had that goal disallowed, and then Lammers missed the open goal too. Like, they were just really guilty opportunities that, you know, 9 times out of 10 you expect the ball to go in the back of the net with him. But no, I was like, I couldn't believe when that goal went in, and this is something you want to talk about, and again, I fully agreed with you. When I saw the reaction to that third goal when I was watching it back, the play, like, not just the players, like the staff acted like that was a winner and the game was done.
I'm not taking credit for this. I saw it in a popular Celtic forum, and what the guy said was, and I actually thought he's right. I saw it this morning when I was killing time in my good old office job. Like, the celebrations were just outrageous. I mean, Brendan was going ballistic. I mean, I saw Taylor, the rest of the staff were all going crazy. And what the guy in the forum said was, if you look back to that legendary 2-1 Aberdeen Scottish Cup final win, Tom Rogic, injury time goal, after they scored the goal, Brendan's celebrating, but Chris Davis, who of course isn't at Celtic anymore, Brendan's former right-hand man, is like saying to Brendan, we need to get subs made, and we did do that. So maybe he was a bit more calm than Brendan. Brendan let his emotions get the better of him. I think it is an issue, because if you look back to the Scottish Cup final win in 2017, back when Chris Davis was here, he like was in Brendan's ear after Tom Rogic scored and said, make substitutions, and we did. But I mean, there was nobody there yesterday who was going to say to Brendan, John Kennedy or Gavin Strachan? I don't think so. And like the celebrations, I think Brendan thought the game was won, and it probably should have been, but I think he maybe might miss Chris Davis, and I don't think this Celtic team would have been as poor as it had been this season if Chris Davis was here.
Yeah, and then after that, you know, for all the over-the-top celebrations, and it's alright for fans to do that, but you know, you're looking for the manager and the staff to be very composed in the moments and more professional. And I'm no one to come across as a killjoy, I hope, because I get it. I mean, it was a very important game, it's huge, but they're wired differently than us, you know what I mean? It's their job to make sure that we hold out after going 3-2 up, and at that point I'm thinking, right, surely we're good enough to see this game out. But then of course a few minutes later, like, even when you saw it was 8 minutes injury time, it still was 3-2. Like, I can understand that reaction to an extent if we scored in the 94th minute of a 5 minutes injury time or something, but that was 3 minutes to go.
Or if it was us scoring the equaliser.
Aye, but that was 3 minutes to go, and there's still like, there's going to be, you know, think about how long the VAR checks were going on for. There was a disallowed goal. Silva was down half the second half as well, holding his face before he was subbed, and Matondo came on for him, I believe.
Yep, so that was 87 minutes we scored, so there was still another 11 minutes to go counting injury time. And of course, we couldn't hold on. And I thought it was a good goal by Matondo, but Yang and AJ were truly hopeless for it.
AJ, I think you're being harsh with me, because I think instinctively he moves away from the ball because you get a ball. I think your natural reaction when a ball's belted at your face is to turn away. So I wouldn't blame AJ too much for it, but Yang definitely was poor. Now, I've seen a lot of comments saying punt, get rid, not good enough, but these people were likely, you know, before Yang gets sent off at Tynecastle, these people were probably saying, oh, he's going to be brilliant, give him a run in the team, you know what I mean, Liel Hu, stuff like that. I don't fully buy into this. Yang is now like public enemy number one after that, but it was very, very poor defending. You're looking for more from him, even if he just like made more of an effort to, you know, show Matondo inside, or if he is going to go on the outside, like, get closer to him and stop that shot coming in. I think Yang is the one to blame there, because I'm not going to, I just can't look at AJ and think, yeah, you're at fault and Joe Hart can do anything about it. Do you know what the goal did remind me of? And AJ was in this position before. Ryan Kent, the 2 each game.
Oh, aye.
It was a far better finish. I know you said it was a good goal, but sadly, I have to say it was one of the best goals I think scored in this fixture.
Matondo's yesterday?
Aye, I thought it was an absolute screamer.
It was a good goal, aye. But, I mean, looking at the big picture, I had an argument with you in the pub yesterday. Not the first time that's happened, after a Celtic Rangers game or towards the end of one, where I claimed that this Celtic team this season were losers, didn't I?
I still disagree with you on it. I think you're out of order.
Somebody backed me up though, an unnamed man.
Aye, well, maybe he did, but it doesn't make it right, and I don't think it makes your point any more valid. Like, I don't think this
season we have been.
No, we've not been losers. We've been underwhelming and disappointing. But a Celtic team like that doesn't turn up at Ibrox yesterday, and you know, if you're going to call them losers, they would have been down and out after the first half.
Like, a Celtic team doesn't go to Ibrox. I don't care how formidable Rangers are, and blow a 2-goal lead and then no hold on. Angers team, when they did that, I don't like comparing this to Angers team, but they would have wiped the floor with Rangers sitting hard. They'd have won 4 or 5 nothing. So compared to last season, compared to the season before, this Celtic team are losers, and I'm sure the people that don't like me won't like hearing that. Sorry, but that's what I believe. We don't make stuff up and lie. Our other podcaster disagrees. I think we're losers this season, Stevie, isn't he? We've got a chance to prove me wrong, obviously, and if we go on to win the league, I'll apologise and I'll.
But that's what I'm saying. You're being too hasty. Like,
but I don't think
they will
so.
Be losers if they lose the league in the cup. But
do you think we're going to win the league in the cup?
I think we'll win one of them. I think.
Hold on, then we'll see if we don't win the league. We'll just win the cup. We'll be losers.
Technically, no. But I take your point. That would be massively, massively underachievers.
Aye, don't forget, as I've said before, 7 points clear, 7 points against Rangers, and we're probably going to be second in the league with 6 games to go. Sorry, that is poor. And I know people in forums especially keep saying, oh, Brendan should still be manager next year, even if we don't win the league.
Don't agree with that.
Why? It shouldn't he be? In fact, if we win nothing, people will be like, oh, it was the board's fault, Brendan never got the players he wanted to. Let's give him fucking £30 million to spend. Never mind the fact that we've beat Rangers twice already this season, might beat them 3 times, or still need. Imagine that. Imagine if we beat Rangers 3 times and still don't win the league.
Has that been done? Whoa, has that been done before?
Don't think so.
The season we stopped to 10, they beat us 3 times, didn't they? We drew once and we beat them once.
Aye, so they beat us twice.
Aye, once in the cup.
Aye. So 7 points they got. Same as we've got this season. But I don't know what to make of this Celtic team. I mean, I suppose we better talk about the big picture. We've got 6 games to go at the time of record. The Rangers have got 7. They might be playing Dundee Wednesday night at the Sand Pit, but at the June Sand Pit. But we don't know if that game's going to go ahead because Dundee's pitch is a joke and apparently the weather's going to be crap Wednesday night. I'm sure they'll be campaigning to get it played in Airdrie or something on Thursday morning, if that's the case. But
I'm sure they'll just want the points.
Just give them the points, 3-0-1. But let's say that game does go ahead. Rangers are going to win it, right? Let's be sane for a minute. Right, okay. Right, Saturday we've got St Mirren at home. Do you think we'll beat St Mirren at home?
Yes.
They've got Ross County away on Sunday, for God's sake. Are they going to beat Ross County?
I think it'll be a tight struggle, but they will win.
Yes, so that means going into the last 5 games, they'll be 2 points ahead. We'll probably be a goal difference. Which means that they can come to Parkhead. I don't think they will, but they can put every man behind the ball and play for.
Which they're not capable of.
No, and play for a draw and try and hit us in the break. We should not be in that position.
No, we shouldn't be, but we just have to deal with it. We are in that position through being underwhelming and being mismanaged. But still, this team aren't losers, John. You know, last season we did win a treble. I'm not buying into that. I think you're being extremely harsh.
Who was the manager last season?
It wasn't Brendan Rodgers.
Who's a much better manager?
Where are you going with this?
That team under Ange, most of the same players would not have wilted like they did yesterday.
I think they would have been set up better, yes. But then you look at the game when we drew to each of them too, John.
We what was the situation? 1-0
up. Wait, 9 points clear, but thank we you. Were 1-0 up at half time and we just completely collapsed in the second half. Like, forget it as well. Like, going there again with no fans.
But that game was a must win for Rangers. That game we could afford to draw and we did. I know you could say the same about yesterday, but I mean, nobody expected us 9 points ahead in January to like blow the league. The league was won. I mean, and we beat Rangers again another 3 times that season. He won a famous treble. I fed up harping back the Ange, but I love the football 100 times more than I do the now.
Right, even case in point, and I know that the audience don't really care about nights out and hearing about our social antics. That's true, they don't really care, they just care about us, talk about Celtic. But aye. I would say, you know, those last couple of years with the nights out and all that after Ange games are far more enjoyable. I get it like this. I've not, maybe again because I'm getting older on that too, but I'm just really not in the mood after like even the Rangers games and all that to go out and booze anymore. And like yesterday, like I was just took it right out me to the point I was up the road at 8 and you know, for the one in a few weeks when we played them, no doubt it'll be match day 1 or 2 in May. Like, I'm definitely not getting out after it. It'll just feel like an absolute chore. I mean, hopefully if we do win the league and then we do win a cup, it will be absolutely amazing and that'll feel like a right good night out. But I don't want to tempt fate too much talking about it and it doesn't happen.
You're not going to go after the next game?
No, not the game at home.
You're not going to meet me somewhere and get the ticket after?
I'll meet you before that. That's it. I'll meet you after that, like, you know, a couple of days later or something.
Alright, okay, fine.
But yeah, aye.
We'll find out if I've been harsh calling them losers or not. We'll find out in the next...
I think you are harsh with it.
Yesterday just made me mad, the way we sort of... I know, obviously, if we'd won, it would have been the same situation. We still had to win every game. And we couldn't afford any slip-ups. But, I don't know. I still don't trust this Celtic team that we have at least one stupid slip-up. And, I mean, before we go, we'll just briefly talk about who we might end up playing after the split. I mean, St Mirren away, definite. Kilmarnock away, I'd imagine, is 99% definite. The wonderful SFA, SPFL want us to go there because we can't win there. Hearts at home is definite. Rangers at home is definite. And either Hibs or Dundee at home is definite. So we've got six games to go and four at home. So again, no reason, no excuses. I said the other day to you, everybody was back, apart from McGregor. The players, people have cried about no having all season. I said this last week to Hamish. No excuses for us not to get a good result on Sunday, and we should have. Time will tell if it was, but no, the team have really annoyed me this season. And obviously, people have been saying, well, it's their job to entertain you, Rizzo. No, but it's their job to win games, and we've not won enough games this season, and we've lost to some crap teams.
Yeah. Not seeing the game out, as I say, the 3-2 was really, I'm not going to say infuriating, really annoying and disappointing, but at the same time, asked me before the game, I thought it was always going to be a draw and I would have taken a point before it, but it also does feel like we've chucked away 3 points, and you know, for them it will feel like a massive result. But no, let them do their gloating around the stadium, and you know, let them enjoy their big point yesterday, because I do honestly feel that when they come back to Celtic Park, I don't want this to be clipped out of context or anything, but I honestly do feel that with the players we've got, we were on over the top of them. But again, it's more the other games that I'm worried about rather than that Rangers game, which is quite something, isn't it?
Exclusive in the Daily Record, Celtic fire off SFA missive over Rangers penalty with fears John Beaton wasn't given proper footage.
Is this just breaking news?
This is breaking news. Celtic fire off missive over Rangers penalty with fears John Beaton wasn't given proper footage. The hoops have written into the government body as they believe Beaton wasn't shown the full context that led to Rangers penalty. See, we should have been doing more of that. Look at the sort of stuff that Rangers have been doing.
Probably maybe should have been getting to the point where Rangers, like Willie Collin, doesn't get their games now, doesn't it?
No.
I doubt it. I'm sure you made a massive claim today that John Beaton's going to get the final.
I do think
if we make it.
No, I will. I mean, they'll kid on it. It was good yesterday just because, like, it didn't really do anything that controversial. I mean, I know the penalty was soft, but I mean, you can see why he gave it, so I think it will be beaten.
Cheery one to end on, John. Right, like, bit of positivity. Who was your Celtic player of the day yesterday? For me, Daiza Maeda.
Probably Daiza Maeda or Rio Hatate.
Thanks for actually responding rather than giving all your attention to that daft group chat you're in.
I'm just fighting with a Rangers fan.
I'm just stunned you can multitask, but you're murder for doing it.
Yes, sorry, one of the two definitely. Nobody else really stood out that much either for that goal, because it was so unexpected. It was a good goal, and I don't know. I hope I'm made to look a fool again, like I have been many times in the past and will have many times in the future. And somebody comes and rams the me calling Celtic players losers comment down my throat.
Well, you're going to probably make your way onto a forum anyway, no doubt. So,
what one? A Celtic one?
Aye, a Celtic one, no doubt. Right. Just and people will be upset and greeting about it, but that's just what they do every week with us on GigPod, innit?
I don't care. I mean, we say what we think. We don't lie. We're no Rangers fans. We say what we think on here. So I'm just disappointed with this season, 99%. I mean, as I say, so I thought first half we were amazing, and saying halfway wilted what we've done many times this season. So, but I mean, at least we never got beat. That would have been catastrophic. And I mean, there's still a lot to play for us in our own hands. Alright, it may be in Rangers' hands, but six games to go, four at home, we know six wins will do it. And Brendan's this £3 million a year manager, £60,000 a week. We've got all these international players that are better than the opposition in Scotland, majority of them, I'd say. We've got the tools and the management to go and win this league. No excuses. The time for excuses is finished. There's no. We should be capable of winning six games in a row in the blooming Scottish Premier League. Do you agree? Well, that says it all. And you don't think this team are losers if they can't win six games in a row?
I'd like to think we can, but I don't think we will win all six games. But I don't think they will either. But enough of the loser chat, because you know, in my opinion, it was a good point yesterday. Really good first half performance, and going to Ibrox and not losing is a positive in my opinion. But
I think that as well, but I just think that the circumstances.
Can we just leave it there?
Alright, okay, fine.
And you do your outro, because I have had enough of this on a Monday evening when I'm still hungover.
Yeah, so I've sobered up by now, but yes, it was good to watch the game with yesterday. We'll no doubt watch another game before the end of the season, I would imagine. Right, well, you know where to get us on all the usual podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Keep subscribing, that's what we want. More and more subscribers, right?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yes, and have the numbers been doing good? You keep track of these things?
I don't, not obsessively, but they're going up and up, so thanks.
Yes, and they'll no doubt be up for this game, because we always do well when we play Rangers. You can follow Stevie on Instagram at GigPod. He'll have more stuff up. I'll have my regional predictions up for the game on Saturday. And I did call the game correct yesterday, even though I said it wouldn't be three each. I did say one each, so I deserve respect for that. For a wonderful fan, so stop saying that I drain your life with the podcast. I only do that sometimes. Right, you know where to find us by now. We'll be back after the St Mirren game.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Are you going to be on with Seamus? Are you going to be on with Hamish this week?
You're wrestling in the head. Yeah, I think he'll be on with Hamish on Thursday.
Yeah, so WrestleMania was a triumph. Well done to Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. Right, we'll speak to you all soon. Thanks to you for listening, and hail, hail.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.